Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Andreas Koopmans, Chief Executive Officer of Bob's Group, will be discussing the company's 2007 consolidated turnover with some preliminary comments on the 2008 full-year financial results, which will be published 27th of March 2008. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, and welcome to everybody to this traditional conference call. Thank you also for the interest that you are showing in our group. We will take the opportunity of this telephone conference call to give you some comments on the turnover of 2007 and its various breakdowns. Then we will also give you some comments on how we see 2008, how it started, and as far as possible in today's uncertain climate, on the outlook for 2008 from our point of view. And then, of course, at the end, we will be happy to try to answer any questions you might have on your side. Present with me on this telephone conference is Christian Budry, our Chief Financial Officer of the group, and Joseph Santoro, our Investment Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. I'm going to start with a few comments on today's press release, which came out early this morning, as well, and we also issued on our website. We are, of course, very happy to be able to present such positive 2007 turnover figures, which are above our expectations and, of course, also above our last guidance at the beginning of December last year. As a matter of fact, the record turnover of 1,744,000,000 Swiss francs is also well above the consensus in the market. Well, 2007 enjoyed both a strong first half and a strong second half. As you remember, in the first half, we had an increase of 10% compared to the same period of 2006 with 712,000,000 Swiss francs. And the second half, finally, it closed with 1,032,000,000 Swiss francs, which is also 7.9% above the second half of last year. This is a record semester, the second half, as we have reached now the 1 billion turnover, or 59.2% of total turnover of 2007. Initially, we did not foresee such a strong second half, as in previous year, 2006, was already a record second half. The reasons why we were cautious in our guidance for the second half were the following, just as a reminder. Historically, as you know, in some years we had in the last minute requests for postponements on the side of our customers for our deliveries. And as you know, we have relatively high ticket items of several million, some of them, which means that just a few postponements of customers can influence quite drastically the turnover of the year. We had indeed at the end of the last year, 2007, very few such postponements, requests from customers, and we were able to ship nearly all the equipment that was scheduled to ship end of 2007. And the second point we mentioned in August also, in August and in December, was that we were experiencing some difficulty with our suppliers on the supply side, on the raw material side, components, and on the subcontracted parts. Now, we mentioned also that the delivery times on the supplier side were strongly increasing, and then also the reliability of the promised delivery dates was decreasing significantly. Now also here, thanks to an excellent and rigorous follow-up by our supply chain specialists and the contribution of our suppliers, we were able to manage the situation rather well at the end of the year, which again allowed us to ship the equipment as initially scheduled. And these two factors combined brought us on our record turnover of 1.744 billion Swiss francs turnover. What I would like also to mention here is that our personnel worldwide has engaged itself countlessly to satisfy our customers' delivery on the end of the year, and a huge job was done on that side, which helped, of course, also. This allowed us to increase the turnover by 140 million Swiss francs compared to 2006, or an increase of 8.7%, despite the fact that the positive contribution of exchange rates, initially expected around 2%, was only 1.3% compared to the previous year. The most important fact, as a matter of fact, is that the underlying success that it shows that our products are really reaching needs that our customers have and that are extremely well appreciated on the market. I think this is strategically very important confirmation on our side that we are or were on the right track in the definition of our new products that we have introduced in the last years. If we look at the turnover from a geographical distribution point of view, we experienced excellent to good evolution worldwide in all areas. In Europe, we had an excellent growth of 8.3%, strong in all parts of Europe, Western Europe, Central Europe, and Eastern Europe, with, of course, a growth rate somewhat higher in Central and Eastern Europe than in Western Europe. What also should be mentioned here is that the euro was a favorable condition in terms of exchange rates to the Swiss franc, especially, of course, for the part that is delivered from Switzerland into the euro land. This is most of the folding carton part and approximately one quarter or one third of the corrugated board turnover. In the Americas, there was a slower growth, as you can see in our press release. There also, we have to mention that, of course, the weakening of the dollar during the year compared to 2006, when we converted into Swiss francs, gives a lower turnover. Especially also, we should mention that from 2005 to 2006, we had a very strong growth of 13.5%, which of course cannot repeat itself year after year. We are satisfied also with that growth. In Asia and Oceania, we had strong growth, mainly in folding carton and flexible materials. This shows that the many efforts that have been undertaken over the past years to also develop ranges of products that fit the needs of customers in this part of the world are good and confirming themselves as being adequate for their needs. Especially also, if you think that the sales of these mid-segment products are usually lower ticket items, so you can imagine how many machines have to be shipped to increase the turnover by 48 million more as we did from 2006 to 2007. Africa is a small zone with an irregular trend. Last year, we had a decline in turnover. This year, we have a strong increase in turnover. Given the figure and the order of magnitude to the rest, it's not really significant. If we look at the situation by business area now, we can see that all three have enjoyed a good development with market share gains estimated in all three business areas. Folding carton with an increase of 8.5% compared to 3.1% the previous period, enjoyed an excellent growth. There, of course, again, the exchange rate, the euro to Swiss franc, helped a lot. In the corrugated board, great growth also of 9.8% compared to 1.8% in the previous period. A very strong growth, especially with some of the new equipment and gain of market share. Finally, in flexible materials, a growth of 7.5% compared to 3% the previous period. Good progress. I think our name starts to really have an impact in this market, and some of the products that were developed since the acquisitions are coming on extremely well on the market and have helped, of course, on the increase of this turnover. Finally, if we look at the last chart that we have published, which is our turnovers by category, I think we can say that we have an excellent progress in spare parts sales, where we have regained certain market shares, and all the efforts that were undertaken also in the direction of our new strategy are already bearing fruit, and we, of course, intend to push that further in the future. Now, just a little word, and we put that in the press release also, why a decrease on the service side. Well, we must say that our teams, crews on the technical side, were extremely busy installing the new installations, the new machines. Of course, there was less time available on these very talented people to do proactive service in the market. As a matter of fact, we are on a shortage of. I remind you that with our activities, we have to train a technician during 2 to 3 years before he's capable of going on his own to customer installations. At the end of our press release, we remind everybody that we have the intention to propose a special payout of 250 million Swiss francs to our shareholders on May 7th at the general shareholders assembly. This in addition, of course, of the dividend, which will then be proposed also. That results, of course, in a very interesting total payout to our shareholders this year and makes our share price at this point in time cheap compared to our intrinsic value. Now, a few words about the outlook of 2008. As you know, it's very difficult to estimate what will happen in 2008, and psychologically it can affect our customers in two ways. First, the overall uncertainty in the economic situation, especially in the replacement market, could create that customers might postpone some orders of replacement of equipment, because there they can wait 6 months more or less. Doesn't really make a difference, because the investment is more the increase of efficiency at the customer's plant more than increase of capacity. And of course, there will also be affected depending on how far the consumers are affected in their behavior on this uncertain economic situation, and less consumption means, of course, less packaging material needed. For the moment, and this also proved in the month of January, we have a normal entry, normal situation. We don't see decreases in the markets, except maybe in North America, especially in the U.S., where one or the other of the projects will be discussed this year a little bit later than initially foreseen, but no big effect for the moment. December was, of course, still a very strong month of booking. The backlog is good. We're starting in a good situation. It's slightly higher, as we mentioned, as at the beginning of 2007, which was already a good backlog. And this, despite the extremely strong shipments we had in December to reach this record turnover in 2007. What also could affect us, and we mentioned that already in August and in December when we gave our guidances, was that the so-called Drupa effect. As you know, Drupa is one of the major worldwide exhibition in folding carton and flexible materials packaging equipment. And we have observed in past years that some customers hold back in ordering before such an exhibition because they want to see the new products coming on the market before. Now, as of today, we did not feel anything yet on this Drupa show, which means that our sales force do not report any delay or hold back of customers in terms of ordering for the moment, which is very positive. Drupa is end May, beginning of June 2008, so this effect could still come, but for the moment we are positive, and we also have, and we mentioned that earlier on already, organized many open houses internally where we have invited customers to show to them as new products were coming out directly. So we're not holding back novelties for showing them at the Drupa effect, and we gave that message through to our customers. On the supplier and personnel side, another worry that we had mentioned for 2008, we can say that the tension is easing somewhat there. The supplier's market is getting a little bit easier, but still not as we have known it before. And especially in some specific areas, it is still quite tense. But we think that that situation might be better than expected in 2008. And on the personnel side, to hire qualified people was also a worry for 2008. This is still a relatively tense situation. It is difficult to find qualified technical and management people on the market, especially also when we're looking for personalities which are compatible with our group culture. Based on all this, and the bottom line, we think we can maintain our turnover guidance that we gave in December, which is to keep in 2008 a equal or slightly lower turnover as compared to 2007, despite the record figure that we came out with today. And if things go well, we should be able to come out with it. But of course, in March, when we will publish the results of the group, we will give some more information if the situation has changed at that point in time. These were the main comments that we felt were useful to you as an introduction, and we are, of course, now ready with questions and answers on your side. Yes, we can now start with questions and answers, please. Hello, Tracy, please.
Hello, sir.
Yes, we can start with questions and answers, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone touchpad. We will take questions in order received, and we'll take as many as the time permits. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. We have no questions at this time, sir.
Well, I hope that all the information that we gave can satisfy all our partners out there. If there are no questions, fine, great. We will hope to see all of you on March 27th when we will come out with our...
We have two late requests for questions.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, your first question comes from Armin Richardsberger.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yes, okay. First of all, can you give some more information regarding your order backlog and the orders in total? Or do you have a new record there?
Yes, concerning the order intake during the year 2007, we indeed reached a record level in terms of order intake. So the market is very vivid. And the orders coming in are coming at a good pace. The month of January was, I would say, a normal January month. It's usually a weaker month in the year compared to the 12 other months, but it is normal. Usually the organizations on the customer side have to reorganize themselves for the beginning of the year. Now, in terms of backlog, we are around 4.5 months of backlog at the end of the year 2007 or beginning of the year 2008, which is approximately 0.5 month better than a year ago at the same period. And in terms of business areas, we are just below 4 months for folding carton, which is similar to the end of 2006. Corrugated board, just below 5 months. In 2006, we were around 3.5 to 4 months, so we're a bit higher on the corrugated board backlog. And flexible materials, we are similar to a year ago with 6.5 months of backlog. Now, just again to make it clear, when we express our backlog in terms of months, it doesn't mean that we cannot take orders and deliver earlier than the months we said in terms of backlog, but it's the sum of the backlog calculated in terms of months of turnover, and this gives you an order of magnitude of our backlog at this point in time. Did I answer your question?
Yes. My next question is, what caused the strong increase in spare parts? Is it just a one-time effect, or will it continue?
We don't think it's a one-time effect. We have many initiatives since quite some time now to increase our spare parts business. We knew that some of the more common parts were bought by customers locally, and we felt that this part of the market should come back to us. So we have reviewed the pricing, we have reviewed the way we're selling spare parts, we have also introduced for many countries and many products on the internet a very simplified ordering system for the spare parts, and all these type of actions have allowed us to increase the spare parts sales significantly. Now, I don't think we will grow 10% every year. There, I think it's too much, but we expect further growth to come in the future on the spare parts business.
Okay, two more questions, if I may.
Sure.
Okay, flexible. What caused the peak in the second half year? I mean, the weak growth in second half year, only 2% versus 19% in first half. And do you still expect a positive EBIT contribution from flexible? And the second question is, there are very strong rumors that you are going private. Can you comment on this?
Yes, I'm surprised about your last point. You know more than I do. We did not hear any rumors on our side of going private, so for me it's a surprise what you say. That's the only thing I can say, so I don't know where these rumors are coming from. But you're surprising me with your question, so I cannot really give you any specifics, as I didn't hear any rumors, and I certainly have nothing to report on this subject, as it's not a subject for us. So just for that last point.
Thanks.
Concerning the contribution of flexible materials, we said indeed that we expect positive contribution from flexible materials this year on the operating profit level, which we confirmed in December, and we of course confirmed this today also. You will see that when we publish our results on March 27. Now, concerning the distribution of turnover between first half and second half, you could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sure. I'm sorry, I was not clear. What caused the weak growth in second half of only 2% versus 19% in first half? I mean, usually it's you got more sales in second half still, but you had a very strong first half and quite a weak, disappointing second half in flexible. What is the reason there?
Well, as you remember, 2006 was extremely unbalanced between first half and second half, and that was an unusual balance. Therefore, to come to a little bit more balanced year, of course, you see a big increase in the first part of 18 or 19%. 18 or 19 million we had in the first half 2006, nearly 100 million, and came up to nearly 120 million in the first half. And then, of course, the increase in the second half is a little bit lower, but there's no market reason behind it. You know, these delivery dates are really determined by our customers when they negotiate the machines, and it just falls that way. So there's no underlying macroeconomic or industry reason why it came out that way.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Patrick Lager.
Yes, thank you. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. maybe I missed this one, but do you have any kind of update about the acquisition of Fisher & Kraker you did last year?
No, we didn't give any update, but your question gives me the opportunity to do so. We are just finished with the due diligence aspect, so there we see clear, but we have no reaction yet from the merger control situation. So we are waiting, we have filed, and we are waiting for answers and positions on that side. And of course, before we have that, we cannot move in any way on this acquisition. But it's going as expected for the moment. The due diligence did not give us huge surprises. We gave us basically what we expected. But, of course, now we have to wait for the part which is not directly under our control, That is the reaction on the Bundeskartellamt in Germany especially, where we wait for a reaction, and we have to see what other filing we have to do. We might need another country also to file. But that's the only point holding us up at the moment.
Okay, great. So pretty on track here.
On track, yes, and the intention is still to acquire unless the merger control tells us differently.
Okay. And maybe another one. Can you give us a quick update about your plans actually to shift your production to MEX near Lausanne?
Yes, absolutely. We announced in July last year, 2007, that we are launching a study to see if it's reasonable to move and consolidate all the operations in the Lausanne area here in Switzerland in on one site in May, which is outside of the city. For those of you who had a chance to visit us at one point in time, for historical reason, you have seen that part of the operation is now caught in the middle of the nearly in the middle of the city, and there's no expansion possibility possible there. And we thought that long-term anyway, from an efficiency point of view, it's much, much better to consolidate all the operation on one site. This study is going along well. We are progressing. We have already contacted architects, engineers, authorities to discuss the project. We still have to get the formal approval from our board of directors, which we will do this first half year probably. And then the local authorities in terms of building permits and so on, we hope to be able to start building in the course of 2009, and then the major move would take place probably in the course of 2011. So the intent is still here. For the moment, we don't see any hurdle why we shouldn't do it, but we need the approval from our board of directors, and we need then, of course, the various permits in order to be able to do that. In terms of capital expenditure, we will have some costs in the accounts of 2008. It's not huge, it's probably an order of magnitude. I estimate between 3 to 5 million Swiss francs in terms of studies and architecture and engineering studies. But in terms of investment, it will come more in 2009 if we can keep the schedule, and of course, strongly in 2010. So that's where it will come into the CapEx situation. Did I answer your question?
Yes, perfect. Maybe a last one. Do you see any changes in the, let's say, competitive environment? Do you see any competitor which is becoming more aggressive?
Well, what we're seeing is, yeah, there's a major change, but what we're seeing is that it could be based on the information we have, and you know it's difficult to have some because they're not publicly quoted, or most of them are not publicly quoted, that some of them did not enjoy the same market growth as we have enjoyed, and therefore they have more a volume problem in terms of getting their volume out of their factories that they have produced maybe even on forecast, and this puts some pressure on the pricing side because they have to get rid of the equipment, they want to sell it so that they don't keep it in stock. And sometimes we see some quotes from some of our competitors at extremely short delivery, which means that they have the equipment probably nearly finished or finished in their walls, and of course very aggressive on the pricing side. But so that we are not misunderstood, in terms of margins, we don't expect any major impact on the margin side, on our side. We have been selective in taking some orders and leaving some others to competition when the price was really not acceptable, which I think is just sound business practice, but that's what we observe on the market. So no big change, but I think we are progressing a little bit faster than some of our major competitors.
Right. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much for your question.
There appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Koopman for his closing remarks.
Fine, thank you very much. And once more, thanks a lot to everybody for the interest in our group. We appreciate that very much. We can see that for the first information we came out now for 2007, it is very positive. And we, of course, will hope to be able to come out with as positive information as these on March 27th, when we will give you the full results of the group. 2008 is a challenging year, mainly due to the huge uncertainty out in the market and the lack of visibility, but we're starting on a very positive foot with a good backlog, and we remain confident that we will be able to manage the situation during this year 2008. We of course pursue all our initiatives that we have now launched based on the strategy review that we had presented in December, and that is taking over from the program goal, of course, on which we will report also on March 27th. When we will welcome all of you in our May facility here near Lausanne. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Koopman. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of the Bob's Group, thank you for participating.